So this is Kelvin, the RJ Scott, number 910. And I'm ready for you to tell the first story.
It looks like a boy walking into a store, a corner market store, with a whole bunch of fruits and different objects. Mm-hmm. It looks like he's going over to the cookies for some to buy with his own money. It looks like he's going to take a box at the bottom, which will probably make the structure fall. And now I see the structure falling and tumbling over, and I see him running away from the angry store manager.
Okay, tell me this story, please.
It looks like two people or animals playing with a ball by the pool. It looks like the girl has accidentally not caught the ball when she had bounced it, and it bounced into the pool. It looks like the boy was swimming out to go and get the ball for her. The boy is giving the ball to the girl, and the girl's really happy. The boy's thinks he's quite charming, and the girl thinks he's cute.
Okay, tell me this story, please.
It looks like a boy and girl looking at the water like, ooh, I really want to dive in here. The girl's like, come on, let's run over to the diving board and get in the water. She's running over. She's slipping on some water that's came up. She fell and scraped her knee after she was running. The lifeguard's coming over to give her a Band-Aid while the boy's trying to comfort her. The lifeguard's putting on a Band-Aid, and she's feeling a lot of pain while the boy's trying to comfort her. The lifeguard's helping her get down, same with the boy, onto a bench. The lifeguard's disciplining the girl, it looks like. It looks like a boy and girl playing with a model airplane. The boy's going zoom zoom with his tongue and making it swift and swirl all around, and the girl's amazed by it. The girl takes it away and plays with it. And the boy's like, what? What are you doing? That's my toy. I'm going to go crazy. And she drops it down into the pool. The boy's like, now look what you've done. My plane's gone forever. Then the lifeguard comes over and he's like, what's happening? Or something like that. The girl explains to the lifeguard that she took it away from him and it dropped into the water. The lifeguard tries to reach out for it, but it sails away because the wind is making little waves that push it away. the boy's really, really sad, and the girl's like, well, I didn't do anything, and the lifeguard's like, I'm sorry, but I can't get at it. A girl with a scoop is going to get it out, and the boy, the girl, and the lifeguard are all amazed by what they're seeing. She's reaching out with the scoop, getting it. The lifeguard's quite surprised, and the little boy's still a bit sad about it. And now the lady's giving the airplane to him, and the boy's quite happy. He's holding the airplane really tight in his arms, and the girl supposedly is asking to play with it. It's a boy and a girl that have just finished quite a nice sandcastle. The boy's taking out sand because he wants to help the girl out with the sandcastle. The boy's dumping the sand. The girl's like, oh no, you're going to ruin it. And the boy's like, whoopsies. And the girl's like, what did you do? Then the girl's crying and the boy's like, I didn't do anything. And a boy and a girl going off for a picnic with two picnic baskets. The girl and the boy have unloaded all their stuff, well, the boy has, and it's all mostly junk food. He's eaten it all by himself quite fast. He's getting drowsy, dizzy, getting a stomach ache, probably getting pains in his sides. The girl's running over to a paramedic who has came over for what looks like an outdoor lunch. The girl's dragging her to the boy. The paramedic's opening up her bag and taking one of those things that you put in their mouth and checking all the temperature and stuff. And she's taking him home, and the girl feels happy that she's helped him. It looks like a girl with a balloon on her wagon that's like, ooh, I love this balloon. And she's seeing her boy, her friend. They're the boy's looking up at the balloon and saying, I want this balloon. The boy's trying to untie it, and the girl's like, what are you doing? The boy and the girl are reaching up for the balloon while it's soaring off into the air. The boy's like, whoopsies, and the girl's like, now look what you've done, you little pee hole, or something like that.
You little what? I don't know that word. You little what?
Butthole, like.
Oh, bee hole, what's that? Oh, okay, there we go.
And then the boy sees someone with a whole bunch of balloons, and he's walking over. The girl's still really angry. And then the boy's like, can I have that balloon? And the girl's like, huh? What's he doing? And then he shows balloons, 5 cents each. And then the boy doesn't have any money, and then they're both like, oh, dang, we don't have any money. And they're running over to the doctor. They're asking the doctor, or maybe their mother, if they can have five or 10 cents for some balloons. And the doctor is giving the balloon man some money while the kids are getting their balloons. And the doctor or their mom is really happy, and the two kids are happy too.